coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, man, let's bring it back in. Old school on a Tuesday. Giving Tuesday, we're going to try to do some of that as well. It's good to be back. Orlando was good to me, but it's good to be back. I was wearing shorts all weekend. It was 86 degrees in Orlando, and I come back to snow. So I got to buckle up and put on grown-up clothes and try to stay warm. 402-464-5685, Sartor Hammond text line, Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to join the conversation, Sartor Hammond live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, have at it. Go ahead and jump in. Greatly appreciate it. Jay Foreman, let him know about the Mercado.
Mercado Certified Piedmontese Butcher Shop located at 84th and Havelock.
See, we're going to do this. We're out there twice in the next couple of weeks. So
every type of meat, every type of cut.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. A couple of things to open up with. Jay Foreman. I'm just messing with you. through all of this, a couple of things in place. Thursday night, Blacksburg, Virginia. The 5-2 Huskers women basketball team will travel to face Liz Kittley and the Hokies of Virginia Tech. And it puts a current member of our staff under duress because he has to make a decision on what he's going to do. How is he going to watch said game? So, Nate Brennan, kind sir, Hokie alum, Hokie graduate. Who are you rooting for Thursday night? Can I ask you that, kind sir?
Well, it's fascinating that you say this because my girlfriend, who played for Nebraska, a proud Nebraska alumni here pretty soon.
Captain.
In the next few months, captain.
Yeah.
She asked me the same question, and her reaction wasn't too great when I said Virginia Tech. So I'd say it's still up in the air, but I will warn Nebraska fans, Virginia Tech comes into this one undefeated and the ninth-ranked team in the country. Virginia Tech women's
Liz
basketball
Kittley
is no
joke. She's legit.
No
like,
joke.
I mean, she's no joke at all. 6'6", can absolutely just go. Does everything, three-level scorer, 6'6", run the floor, blocks, defends, does the whole thing. So it's going to be there. We'll get to Matt Rhule. I want to stretch out and, you know, fully engage in it because I need both of your opinions on where you stand and what you heard. But – later in the show, I'm going to ponder this. Now, we're in the championship weekend. It's championship weekend. So all the conference championships are there, and then all the bids to the college football playoffs will be in play, and bowl games will be in play. Now, currently as it stands, Georgia, Michigan, USC, TCU all have control of their own situation and circumstance. If they win Saturday, those four teams at some level, some ranking, will be the four teams in the playoffs. Now, if it stays as is, and I got to imagine, Jay Foreman, that if Georgia, Michigan, USC, and TCU are the four teams, that somehow, through the magic of ranking and points, that Michigan and USC are put in the same game.
Yeah, because TCU would be number four.
Right? Okay.
Right. Even with the one-loss USC?
TCU would be number four.
Right, like I'm just imagining that
they're going to go for ratings because they're going to go for ratings.
Even with that, right? Because that means that Georgia and TCU is the other game, which literally will be the worst watched playoff game in college football history. Fair?
It won't be nice.
What if TCU pulls off a miracle?
Then it's great for college football.
Mm-hmm. Great for college football.
And it's great for the Big 12.
Right, and whoever else is left in the playoffs because they don't want to face Georgia. But that would mean that at 5-6, first two teams out of the playoffs would be Ohio State and Alabama.
Right.
Now, Deontay Foreman. Let's just say through magic of television that on one TV, there's Georgia and TCU.
Okay.
On the second said TV is Ohio State and Alabama.
Yeah.
Which TV are you watching?
Ohio State, Alabama.
Doesn't college football have a bit of a fear factor going?
I even watched that game over Michigan, USC.
Right. Right.
Does everyone play, though?
Even if they don't.
Because I would assume that Bryce Young and CJ Stroud would not play.
Yeah, that's just well, what even I would if they assume. Don't, they're still – it's a better game. You know, when you look at the whole season, three plays stops Alabama from being undefeated. As bad as they've been as far as penalty and not being as disciplined as they are, three plays. It's a huge pass interference call on an interception that sealed the game in Tennessee. And it's the play before the LSU scored their last touchdown when they played LSU. It's actually two plays.
It's again, this is going to be a great week. We're going to throw it a break because we need to get three segments in. We'll come back. We're going to stay in this place because this championship weekend, where does the Big Ten championship rank this weekend? For championship games, my thought may be Pac-12 championship, Big 12 championship, SEC championship, then maybe the Big Ten championship. Text line, let me know, where do you rank the championship, the different conference championship tournaments are all this weekend? Jay Foreman.
Yeah, I'll rank them.
Yeah, we'll get that when we come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.